hand-copied. That birthday gift brought the music of Bach back to life. The score seized Mendelssohn's imagination, and even though he was only a teenager, he decided that he wanted to arrange the work and have it performed live. Many thought that this was an extravagant idea. A performance would require an orchestra and soloists, and not one but two choirs. The 16-year-old Mendelssohn, however, was not to be dissuaded. And in 1829, when he was only 20 years old, his dream came true. Mendelssohn conducted the first performance of Bach's St. Matthew Passion that any living person had ever heard. Over 1,000 people attended, and many people had to be turned away at the door. That performance linked Bach's and Mendelssohn's names forever. Mendelssohn continued to promote an interest in early music throughout his life, but he died at the very young age of 38, and by the middle of the 19th century, romantic music was all the rage. Once again, only musical scholars remembered Bach. People only wanted beautiful melodies and rich harmonies, this time with big operas and bigger orchestras. It was as if the music of Bach once more had been put back into the attic. And then, in the 1950s, people began to make copies of old instruments. Violins with short necks and gut strings, harpsichords, clavichords, mechanical tracker organs. They wanted to hear how the music of Bach and Handel sounded when it was originally performed, namely on instruments like those played in Bach's day. The music of Bach and Handel and many other early composers was dusted off and brought back to life. By the 1970s, as I said in the beginning, everyone had heard of Johann Sebastian Bach. Bach never expected that people would remember his music. After all, when he took the position at the St. Thomas Church in Leipzig, he threw out all the music of his predecessor. Music in Bach's day was written for occasions, not for posterity. So just think how surprised he would be if he knew that today everyone, including you, knows about the music of Johann Sebastian Bach. The music you just heard is the beginning of Bach's Little Fugue. A fugue is like a round, like row, row, row your boat, but much more complicated. The melody is moved around and changed, which can make it hard to identify. However, there are ways to make it easier. Here are some words that we can add to the melody. I like Bach because he is so funny. Up and down the scale he goes, where he stops, nobody knows. Oh, why is he so difficult to play? It goes a bit like this.
I like Bach because he is so funny. Up and down the scale he goes. When he stops, nobody knows. Oh, why is he so difficult to play?
Let's sing it together. Now listen to Bach's Little Fugue in G minor. Do you think you can recognize the main theme? Good, I thought so.